the Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Friday Victorian Form Preview. What a huge meeting we've got. Swan Hill, it is the Mildura Cup meeting. 9 races of the best. And the man who will be finding us all the winners is Ray Huxley. How are you, Hucker?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. And yeah, it's a good program today. Mildura Cup, as you say, it's been transferred to Swan Hill. And we've got pretty good feels about it too. And a very good race, the Mildura Cup. It'll be quite interesting particularly if we can find the winner.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And how are your confidence levels today, Ray?
Pretty good. The Fridays are always a challenge, but this looks like a punter's program to me. I'm quite happy about it.
And there are quite a few well-backed horses early in the card, so do you think we'll get off to a good start, or are you more confident heading towards the back end?
Yeah, I like early, and I think we'll come home very strongly. I really like the program. Usually, as I mentioned, Friday meetings are very tough, but I think we might get over the top of them today.
All right, we're about to have a chat to Calvin McAvoy to help find us a few winners as well. But the good news is that because we are racing up towards the top part of Victoria, we're on a good track today at Swan Hill. Now, there are some rail movements. It's out 2 metres 1200 to the 900, out 4 metres 900 to the 400, and then it is true for the remainder of the meeting. Always great to have a chat to Calvin McAvoy. How are you, Calvin?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Looking forward to having a chat about your runners today. And you've got a very nice chance in the Mildura Cup and East Indiaman. What's your confidence levels like? It looks a good race for it today.
Yeah, it does. Look, he's in great order. He's had a couple of strong jump outs now. And, it looks to be, Swan Hill's normally races a little bit leaderish. He's an on-pace horse, so we'll be asking John McNeil to be quite positive and on the good deck, which is really pleasing.
He's got a good first-up record without winning, 3 first-ups for 2 seconds. Has he come back better than maybe last campaign?
Yeah, for sure. He's a really big horse, Michael, so he takes a bit of work, but we think we've got him pretty right. He'll improve out of whatever he does today, but he's certainly forward enough to run a big race.
And then in the last race of 9, you've got Ruler by Choice, who's drawn a nice gate and looks hard to beat as well.
Yeah, for sure. Really nice filly this. She's very professional. Again, she jumped from a good gate and put herself right in the race. And her jump out at Flemington leading into this was very, very good in a fast time.
Well, there are a couple of nice chances today. Well, I've got to ask you about your horses tomorrow at home, because the Lightning Stakes is a cracking race and we get to see Just Serene back, and we know the boom that's been on Just Serene. How has this filly come back?
Yeah, she's tremendous. She's in great order. She's only had the one sort of soft jump out leading into it. But look, the race came up on us. It's black type in July, so we couldn't pass up the opportunity. But she's in great order. She seems to have been she's a lot more calmer this preparation, touch wood. Everything at home has been a lot better than it has been in the past. So looks to be a lot of speed in the race. She doesn't necessarily have to lead, but she'll be right thereabouts, and she'll be right in the finish.
And the Stablemate's pretty handy as well. It was an impressive win last start by the Natural.
Yeah, career best win. Obviously dropping back in distance from 1200 is a slight query, but the way she ran, she was very fresh and well and controlled that race. And once again, black type for a really well-bred filly. We had to have it go and I do think she's coming off a career best win, so she'll certainly be thereabouts as well.
Nice chances tomorrow. Who's your best?
I think Just Serene, and I really like the difference in race weight.
Good on you, Calvin. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Calvin McAvoy giving us a good insight to his horses today, and Just Serene, who is currently the $4.20 favourite in the Lightning Stakes. All right, let's get into the first race at Swan Hill today. Kicks off at 12:30, and there has been a very well-backed favourite here. We can take out the 9, and the favourite for Scotty Cameron is Giottino into $2.30. So opened up 3:20. First up today, it has been the best back run. Excuses, excuses. A good push from Paul Pushka earlier. He's the second favourite at 4:60. And then we're out to Rip City at $6. Who did you like in the first, Hucker?
I like both 4 and 5. Before the money came for Giottino, I thought Excuses, Excuses was the one to beat. His two runs to date have been very good. He was placed here on his first start when he was a bit slowly away and came from last on the home turn to run third. And then last start, they rode him out of the barriers, and he led them up at Warwick Nabil. And in the end, he only went down by a neck. It was a good run. And he'll be further improved by that. So I put him on top. But Giottino, the money suggests that it will be very hard to beat. It went very well in a jump out at Flemington recently. It ran third in the jump out and looked pretty good. It's an American-bred gelding. He had one start in Ireland and then had a long spell and came out here and had three runs for the Peter Snowden stable. He's now with Scott Cameron at Flemington. He's taken him along slowly. He hasn't raced since October. He's been gelded since his last run too, and he's got blinkers off, and he's got a tongue tie on for the first time. So he might come out and just go bang, but I think one of the two will win 4 or 5 ahead of 7 and 8.
4 or 5 ahead of 7 and 8 in the first. Race number 2, we can take out 4, 8, 12, 14, 15, 18 and 20. Campardi's been well backed in this race for Ellerton Zara. It's been smashed, actually. And I know there's been scratchings. It's now into $2.20. The Phantom Bantam is at $5.50. Elva Breeze at $6. And Warrior Rose is at $9. Gee, this has been a good go, the favourite here. Are you with the fave here, Hucker?
Yeah, well, they've taken away the main dangers, I thought. I originally tipped the 8 who scratched. And I tipped him to run second, Campardi, and then the horse I had tipped third was scratched too. So not surprised that he has firmed right up. He's the horse to beat. He's had the two starts. His first run was very good at Werribee. He wasn't well away, settled about midfield, ran on to run second, and then he went to Echuca last start, and he led them up. And in the end, he got beaten 2 lengths, but he had a pretty hard run in front, and that was on a heavy track. The run at Werribee when he ran second on debut was on a good track. So I think the good track here will probably suit him better than the heavy track at Echuca last start. And I know he's short, but he does look the winner to me. I put in number 6 for a second, the Phantom Bantam. Sounds like a good name for a boxer, doesn't it? It's gone okay at its only 2 starts. It's stablemate number 13. Warrior Rose has probably got a chance here. It's been honest in it's a few runs to date, and I put in number 10, maybe next best. I go 3 from 6, 13 and 10.
3 from 6, 13 and 10 in the second. Race number 3 is a maiden over 1,600, and we've got another well-backed favourite. We can take out 15 through 19, the emergencies, and this favourite, Legend of Zorro, has drawn barrier 1 for Andrew Noblick, Jai McNeil, and it is into 2:15. Bladnock is at $4.80, Yulong Song at $5.50. Only had a handful of starts, 4. Last couple, it's finished 2nd at Moonee Valley and Wangaratta. Does it break its maiden today?
Gee, it looks good form for here today. One little thing, the reason I think he's under the odds is that that second at Wangaratta was on a heavy 8 and the second at Moonee Valley was on a heavy 9, and today he goes back to a good track. Now, his only run on a good track was at his debut when he ran 6th in a field of 11 at Werribee, and he got beaten 6 lengths, but that was on his debut run, and he immediately went for a spell after that, so he might have been a bit chin-sore. He came back from a spell with a very good 5th at Ballarat on a soft track, and then those 2 very good heavy track runs. If it was a heavy track, I'd say that 2:15 would be about his right price. He is by Toronado, who's an excellent sire, and so I've got him on top, but I think he's a little bit under the odds. Number 1, Blarnock, is racing very well at the moment with 3 placings in a row at Ballarat, Pakenham and Pakenham, they were all on the synthetic. So he's back onto a turf track today. Then to number 6, Yulon Song, and number 12, Kogi Lass. I go 4, 1, 6 and 12.
4, 1, 6 and 12 and a third. Race number 4, benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 14 and 16. Category 5's the favourite to 90. Our hot date 5.50. Luca Brazzi's at $6. Kieran Maher said, you might be brave to tip Category 5 two in a row, but gee, he was impressive last start.
He was, wasn't he? He just bounced straight to the front, and he was never going to lose. He just travelled so beautifully in front, and then he left them standing in the straight, and won by about 3.5 lengths. It was an excellent win. He had run a string of placings before that, but maybe he's just turned the corner now, and he was pretty good winning there, so I've got to tip him here to beat the one below him. Our hot date, who's had the two runs back from a spell, and Patrick Payne will have him ready for something like this now. He did win, she did win her 58 at Benalla when she stepped up to 1,600 metres. So her two runs this time in have been over 1,200 and 1,300. She's going to really enjoy the 1,600 today, and she's the main danger. We then go to number 2, Accreditation. Rarely runs a bad race, but he's got a bad barrier. And number 7, Luca Brazzi. 3 from 4, 2 and 7.
3 from 4, 2 and 7. Race number 5, the scratchings in this race are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 14. Cape Mount is another firm favourite here, $2.40. First up today, the Camford Cliffs Galloper. Jenkins is also well in the market for Matt Kamani at $2.80, and then you're out to $9 plus the rest. Is this a two-horse race, as the market says, Hucker?
Yeah, I really think it is. I wish this was a leg of the quadrilla, really, because I think it'd be, I think one or two will win the race. I've gone with the top one, Cape Mount. He hasn't raced since March, so he's been on the sidelines for about 4 months. But he's a pretty good galloper, I think, by Canford Cliffs, a very good sire. And he opened his account last time with an excellent second at Bendigo when he was on the speed all the way. He followed it up with a third at Stall. It was a little bit disappointing there. He led them up and they ran him down, but he wasn't beaten all that far. And then he won his maiden here at Swan Hill. He raced on the speed, and he fought on very strongly in the straight to get the money. I've got him on top. Jenkins has got a big drop in class today. He's been racing in much, much stronger races, and he'll go okay here today. Back onto a dry track, I think, is going to suit him too, because he is a winner on dry ground. He's also won on heavy ground, but I think he's a better horse on dry ground. So I think they'll probably fight it out, and I've got to go with the one. One from two, then quite a gap to 5 and 3.
One from two to dominate the race, then 5 and 3. Race 5 at Swan Hill. 5 down on the Big 9 race card. We'll take a break, come back with the quaddy and the selections for the feature, the Mildura Cup. Awesome.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy on Mildura Cup Day at Swan Hill, and that is race number 6, which is over the 9.75, and the market in this race has... Well, before we get to the market, let's get the scratchings, because there's a few here. 5, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. The market has Gaga's Bell. Patrick Payne for Reece McLeod at $3.50. Thunderbolt 2 at $4.80. Royal Takes at $6 and then down to the mare at $7. How many in this first leg do you think, Hucker?
At least 4. I think Gaga's Bell, this is only a 2-year-old filly. I think she might be the one to beat. And the reason I say that is Patrick Payne, I would think, would be looking at a race a bit longer than the 9.75 here. But he's obviously pretty keen to put it in this race. So I'm going with him. It's only had the two starts. Its first run was back in Boxing Day last year. And it didn't show up and then went out for a spell. It was an outsider. Came back from that long spell, 6 or 7 months, and won first up at Cranbourne. And it was a great ride by Billy Egan. Took a few gaps when they arrived, and the horse came from second last at the 800 metres to get up and beat a pretty handy field of two-year-olds. I know it's only 9.75, and on what she's showing so far, she's going to get a fair way back, but gee, she ran on very well at Cranbourne, and I thought she might be able to run on and win this. I've got her on top from number three, Royal Tyke, who just never runs a bad race, and he's in great form at the moment. Number 13, Thunderbolt 2, I thought it had a bit of a chance, and by gee, it has been very well backed overnight. And then number eight, Yulong Storm, who overcame a slow start to win here a couple of starts back, so he might have a liking for the track. I'm going for the back marker here, number 12. 12 from 3, 13 and 8.
12 from 3, 13 and 8 in the first leg of the quaddie race. Number 7 over 2,400 metres. Take out 9, 10, 11, 17 and 18. Favourite here, Into Rio at 360. Full ahead, 650, 750. Open the hatch. Who do we put in the second leg, Hucker?
Number 4. Open the hatch is the one I like. He did win here on a... or she did win here on a heavy track. Two starts ago over the 2,400 metres, so there's no worries about her handling the distance. She has a pretty good record on firm tracks as well. She's won and been five times placed. She's no star, but after that win here, she then went to Bendigo in a much, much stronger race and ran sixth in a field of 13. So she's going pretty well at the moment, and with her 2 kilo claim, she's going to carry less weight than what she carried when she won here in that benchmark 58. So I've gone with her to beat number 5 Into Rio. He's a bit of a plodder, but one thing you do know, he will run out the 2400 metres. When the others are getting tired, he'll still be coming. Number 13 Full Ahead, he's a very, very consistent horse on both the dry and the wet ground. I think he's a major chance. And then to the hurdler, Britannicus, who his flat form is quite okay. And he's taken the jumping very well. And it's usually a bit of jumping does keep him going for a long time. And he'll run out the 2400 strongly. It's a good race, this. I go 6, 5, 13 and 4.
6, 5, 13 and 4, the third leg of the quaddie, is the feature of the day. It is the Bet365 Mildura Cup over 1,300 metres. We can take out 8, 10 and 12 coming around. First start for Brent Stanley, XWA Galloper, is the well-backed favourite. $2.40, More Than Exceed, $7. Innkeeper, $7. And East India Man is at $7.50. If you missed Brent Stanley yesterday when we spoke to him about coming around, this is what he had to say about the favourite. All right, so we should be backing coming around tomorrow?
Yeah, he'd be the one I'll be favouring tomorrow, for sure. Yeah, nice horse. You know, he's got a... yeah, go straight to open company and make the next step. But the way he's going and the way he's been trialling, I suspect it'd be very hard to beat.
Well, the money's come for him, Hucker. He's been in great form in WA. He's had 5 wins and 5 placings from 13 starts. Are you happy to be on him at $2.40?
No, not the $2.40. I tipped him. I've watched him win those races at Ascot. He's a horse who doesn't win by a big margin, but he puts his head down and wins, but he doesn't space them. He's won his last 3, and they've all been by less than a length, and the last 2 by about a head and a half length. And he's had Willie Pike on board, who you know, just keeps winning over there. He's a genius in the in Perth. He's a terrific rider. Nothing against Regan Bayliss riding the horse today, but I think just going on his Perth form that he can win this. He was in at Flemington tomorrow, and Caulfield tomorrow, and they have scratched him. So and aimed at this $90,000 race. So I've got him on top the 7, but he's no good thing. Number, I think he's under the odds, the 240. Number 2, More Than Exceed, is very well suited in a race like this. Number 9, East India man. Well, that was a good rap from Calvin McAvoy. He's ready, obviously, to run very, very well first up, and then to number 11, Sonodon, who was quite a good run first up. He's got a chance as well. 7-2, 9-11.
7-2, 9-11, but Hucker thinks coming around the favourite is under the odds at $2.40, so wait to see whether it gets out later in the day. The last today, we can take out 5, 9, 12, 14, 17, 18 and 20. A good push from Calvin McAvoy for the favourite, Ruler by Choice. $3.10, Jittery Jack at $6.50, Karchi is at $8.50. They're the top three in the market, Hucker.
Yeah, that's all. It was a great choice this morning having Calvin on, because I was very keen on this horse, and it was lovely to hear him give it such a good rap. The favourite Ruler by Choice. He did win first up in his first start in a race. He won at Murray Bridge. He led all the way and won very easily. He then came over here and went to Pakenham in a pretty good race. It was only a class one, but it was a pretty good field. And this time he settled just behind the speed and then finished it off very strongly and won well. And then his two runs in the city of Flemington and Caulfield were quite good. And then he failed at Morfordville on very heavy ground. She resumes today on a good track. I think that's what they might have in mind for her, and glad to get onto a dry track first up, and I think she's a good thing in the last 16 from 13, 4 and 7. Michael, my best, I go with race 4 number 3 I like it very much, category 5, but my best is race 9 number 16 Ruler by Choice. My value is race 7 number 6, Open the Hatch, and for the Quadrella, the first leg 3, 8, 12 and 13, the second leg 4, 5, 6 and 13, the third leg 2, 7, 9, 11, and I'm confident about the last. I'm going to take 16, one out in the last.
Oh, I like it. 16, one out in the last, Hucker. And before you go, give us your best at Caulfield tomorrow.
I think Damien Oliver's horse Viridan will win the Bletchingley Stakes. Jungle Edge had the big advantage last time I've been on the wet ground. I think it's not going to be anything like that tomorrow, and I think Viridine will be winning race 7, the Bletchingley Stakes.
Good on you, Hucker. Good luck today and over the weekend.
Thanks, mate.